Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for October 22nd, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
12 verses from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for the divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts.
Welcome
of
to the Many Mansions Sunday
Interfaith Service in a positive way,
Douglas
and
James
have authority Cuddle, over
the
planet,
and, the clergy of
and
many
all
who
live on the Earth.
But their
decisions will always be for the greater good.
You can also
and that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today is be blessed, that all their prayers be answered. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. Amen. Blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his
blessing to the congregation.
Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Congregation's response to this prayer. Dear the servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and loving, long-suffering with joyousfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now I invite all of you here to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer along with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far and safe, though you do not know the way. shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live.
We'll ask Reverend Rebecca to say an opening prayer.
Lord God Almighty, thank you so much for being with your servants here today. We worship you, we praise you, we love you. Thank you for allowing us to worship you and revere your holy name. Be with Douglas as he gives us a message today. Let our spirits be warmed, and thank you so much for being here and allowing this technology today for all of us to be here. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Rebecca, and thank everyone else for a wonderful opening on this special day. Today, I thought we would, I'm inspired to talk about, in this virtual meeting, that in light of the recent events, heartbreaking violence in the Middle East affecting innocent lives, it's more important than ever to revisit the teachings of Yeshua, the Savior, or Jesus the Christ, as he's also known, and to understand how to walk our spiritual path during these troubled times. I know for most of us, we have spiritual teachings. We can recount on our spiritual path the many times what the proper thing to do, think, act, and believe is. So today's lesson will be from the scripture, Matthew 29:39, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We've heard that many times, but what exactly does that mean, and how should we apply that? Well, no matter the race, religion, or nationality, loving your neighbor is a command from our spiritual leader, Yeshua, and that knows no bounds. Love, in its most divine form, seeks peace, not destruction. Matthew 5:44. This teaching from Yeshua's Sermon on the Mount calls us to elevate state of moral and spiritual being. Our Master, Jesus the Christ, encourages us to counter hatred with love, curses with blessings, and persecution with prayers. It isn't a naive call to ignore injustice or wrongdoings, not at all, but rather a higher way of responding to them that transcends human tendencies for revenge or animosities. When we say our fight is not against flesh and blood, against spiritual forces, we acknowledge that the root of all conflict isn't just human malice or error, but spiritual discord and darkness. If we engage in hatred or violence, we're essentially fighting fire with fire. We're contributing to the problem rather than solving it. Praying for our enemies can be a vehicle for God's love to infiltrate areas of darkness. It doesn't guarantee that our enemies will change, but it opens a door for God's divine intervention. And that, my friends, is the key to praying for your enemies. You're not praying and sending them love when they are doing you harm. Praying for your enemies means asking for God's divine intervention to perhaps change their minds, soften their hearts, have them focus elsewhere away from you, or more exactly, for that divine love to come into their heart to heal them from the pain they're in, so they stop being demons, vicious and nasty people, or your enemies. It does not mean you love them as if you were embracing them like your spouse, your children, or your family, not at all. Loving your enemies is a spiritual higher learning that somewhere in that mean person, there is a glimmer of love. And we are asking God Almighty to appeal to that portion of them, to embellish that love within so that they will change. Make that a lesson to remember. You're not praying for your enemies that they're loving and enjoying the comfort of your affections. Not at all. You're praying to love your enemies so that God Almighty can intervene in their lives, in their actions, that they will change. They might not, but you're asking God through your prayer for that to happen. Because in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That is what we're seeking, my friends, to be in accord with God. Because in our next graduation ceremony, when we change addresses and we go to the higher realms, we will be with God as his children, as those following in his footsteps, you might say. In times of conflict, our role is clear. Always to be ambassadors of peace. Never run away. A good rule of thumb is stand up to the strong when they're in the wrong and make concessions for the weak. However, as children of God, God Almighty, we have a moral and spiritual responsibility to strive for peace, even when it seems distant. In the Bhagavad Gita 16, verse 1 to 3, have compassion for living beings, nonviolence and patience. Yeshua and other holy texts reminds us that compassion and nonviolence are virtuous. These qualities enable us to connect more deeply with our divine nature and act in alignment with it. When you pray for your enemies, in Matthew 5:44, it says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Holy moly, what a challenge that is. But what revenge you might get, what satisfaction you might get, what equalization or retribution you might get, is that when you do not allow your enemies to provoke you to do what they're doing, then you're on the right path. Again, our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. Praying for our enemies may not change them, but it will undoubtedly change us and potentially pave the way for our divine intervention for us. Ha Satan is a force. It works through people. It provokes hate, which leads to atrocities, which leads to inhumane acts, and allows those who are evil to be embellished, and wayward they go. They are misguided. They are on the way to becoming demons, as they are doing demonic things. Not Satan, but the force of Satan. And therefore, to resist that force is the saving grace. Likewise, the force of God Almighty, which is a superior, creative, loving, unconditional, loving source, works through people, us, with the added benefit of the angels, the saints, the avatars, and the divine beings above, intervening on our behalf. There have been several angels that have appeared to myself and other members of the clergy and members of the community. They have reported the same. Angels, interdimensional beings, saints and avatars and divine beings are with us because we are meaningful to them. We have a covenant, so to speak, because we choose them. And therefore, we are chosen people ourselves because we choose to be in the path of God Almighty. Think about that, my friends. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it states, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not onto thine own understanding, in other words, your own beliefs. In all thy ways, acknowledge God Almighty, and he shall direct your paths. What that means is what I just said a moment ago. God knows the path. We know perhaps through our dreams and visions the end result. But don't lean towards your own understanding in the moment, because you do not have complete understanding. When the world becomes tumultuous, our human instincts may not provide the wisdom we need. At such times, stop, settle down, take a breath, and let us humbly seek God's guidance. Proverbs 3:5-6 continues, as this verse calls us to put our trust in God's wisdom rather than our own limited human understanding, especially in confusing and troubling times. That's why the mobs do the things they do. The mob insanity. People who are riled up in a mob would do things they wouldn't do if they were personally all on their own. Remember that. The phrase, lean not onto thine own understanding, is a caution against relying solely upon human intellect or emotional reactions, which are often flawed or biased. How many times have you been all upset about something and then found out you were wrong? The wrong person, you took the wrong idea, you took what they said in offense, they didn't mean it, confusion, and here you are making a silly person out of yourself on a mistake, on an error, or a judgment made in anger. So the wisdom is, when the world becomes tumultuous, our human instincts may not provide the wisdom we need. This means that our natural reactions to crises are not always aligned with divine wisdom. For example, our first instincts might be to retaliate, or to live in fear, or to act out of anger. These reactions are driven by our limited human perspective. This verse then concludes with a promise. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This is an invitation to you to include God in every part of our lives and decision-making processes. When we do that, we open ourselves to divine guidance, which is particularly crucial when navigating through complex issues like global conflicts. In the news, you have seen people taking sides in faraway countries, students in universities, people in positions of authority like employers or universities, again taking sides and again attempting to act in a time of crisis or anger. The conflict is isolated to the Middle East or to Ukraine and Russia and other parts of the world which are in conflict but are not in the news just today. Take sides in a conflict. Let reason, contemplation, meditation, and prayer, and sticking to your basic spiritual beliefs of looking for a peaceful solution always, guide you. There is no need to take sides and to demonstrate and to cause difficulties or violence in different parts of the world. You're not there. You have opinions, but they might be wrong. This is what is meant by trusting in God's guidance. Be the observer. Help always. Donate money, time, and effort to those people in need, the innocents, yes. But allow the people who are involved in the conflict to allow this conflict to seek a peaceful end. Don't exasperate it by putting your anger, your hate, your opinion, your willing to argue with other people at the forefront. This is the guidance today. take your time. Let's observe. But let's pray for less violence and less difficulty for those people going through those things. That's what we can do. It's our prayer prevails. And that intervention of God goes into the heart of those people that have their finger on the trigger, whether it's a rifle, a machine gun, an artillery piece, or the trigger in an airplane about to drop missiles or launch rockets. Let them, those people that give the orders, retreat from that hasty decision, because every time they pull that trigger, somebody dies. And to me, I just can't stand it. I just can't tolerate it. I find it so abhorring and difficult and painful. In conclusion, these are changing times, my brothers and sisters, but we are called to rise above our natural inclinations towards fear and retaliation. Let us be guided by the teachings of Yeshua, who, even when he was being crucified on the cross unjustly, he prayed for his persecutors. Let's pray for peace. Act justly and walk humbly. For our spiritual path, now more than ever, must be one that aligns us closely with the divine. And through your meditations, through your dreams and visions, you will come to know what you should do at this time. But above all, please don't rise to fear, anger, hatred. What has been done is horrible to those little children. And you remember a few weeks ago, I reported a vision I had of this happening. What we've seen in the news is close to what I had in the vision. The thing missing is that the children were rounded up before they were hurt. I trust that it's over, but, and that's it, but. Just a second. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come before you in this time of global unrest and sorrow, seeking your divine wisdom and guidance. Show us the way, each of us in this community and those that are meaningful to us, as we strive to live by the teachings of your Son, Yeshua. Equip us with the courage to be peacemakers and fill our hearts with love for all humanity. We pray for the restoration of peace in the Middle East, as well as Europe, and for all other places, and for those affected by violence. In the blessed name of Yeshua, the Savior, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of Mother Mary and Father Joseph, in the name of all the angels that watch over us, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, and others. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this time in the world that we might continue our spiritual journey towards enlightenment. We are grateful for our community, and we are grateful for those forces and divine beings that watch over us and protect us. In the name of all that is holy, hallelujah, 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 amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank all the people who have provided through their efforts the ways and means to put on this Zoom International Many Mansions Spiritual Healing Service. A lot of time is spent in the background during the week to get to this point, and I thank them. I'm also looking in the chat, and I see there are several people. I'm invited as a guest, so I only see the guests apparently, and some people are on the team chat, and they get to see more than I do. FYI to Patty and other people wondering about that. It is an important time in our evolution, an important time in our lives, an important time in our spiritual development. Each of us is on a path. Individually, but we're on the same path together. I want to thank those people who have made contributions in the last week, both to the organization headquarters in Texas and also to the Many Mansions headquarters here in Ontario. We are appealing for funds. We have available our Hope A cup of hope as something you can order with a donation. And we also have holy water that our team in Campbellford has put together. And you're invited to go to the websites and find out more about those things and to make a contribution. We also want to thank our friend Joe, who's in the corner there, who has helped with the manymansions.helpline@gmail email for request for healing. Please make use of our services and please support us if you can. And we allow our ministry to grow in many other directions. I should tell you that our social media is, contacts are increasing as well. And I encourage you, once again, to go to my channel on YouTube, Douglas James Cottrell, and subscribe to the channel. It's free, of course. And encourage your friends to do so. Also, to encourage your friends to come to our Zoom International Healing Services, and also to listen to the podcast that we have available, and also to listen to this show in the archive versions. And, of course, to listen to this radio show on nights. Now, the reason I mention them off the top is because when we do the spiritual healing, I get a little forgetful. My head gets a little wobbly, and it's because I'm changing gears between conscious and an altered state. I wanted to make sure I had those important announcements given out. We are grateful. Our community seems to be plateauing at about 50 viewers. We do encourage you to invite your friends, give us a test. We are not a fundamentalist Christian organization. We are a new age, I guess you could say, practical spirituality, and we practice practical Christianity. As I was baptized and I've grown up a Christian, although I went to several Christian churches, sort of they laid the groundwork for me to be exposed to the different philosophies. We are a hybrid of the teachings of Jesus the Christ, who is better to be called or named Yeshua the Savior. That's his true name, as he came to the world to be a Savior, and we've adopted that for that purpose of which we are. So taking our message to the world is to invite people who maybe can't always go to church because they think it's something similar in the way they grew up. And many people have had not such good experiences in their particular organizations or religious points of view. We are all inclusionary. People from any religion, belief system can come to our organization, to our services, and have over the last many, many years. No matter what your race, your sexual preference, your beliefs, your age, we welcome you. We're here to inspire you to develop your spiritual abilities as recounted in holy books, and in particular in the book of Corinthians, which talks about spiritual gifts. Not only do we teach them and talk about them, we demonstrate them, and you too have demonstrated your own abilities, whether it is to have dreams and visions, to have spontaneous revelations when things are happening to you. That's called premonition, precognition. To be able to know what people are thinking, feeling. That's to develop your intuition. And most importantly, to have glimpses of the future through prophetic dreams and visions. And then, of course, into our spiritual healing, which we call virtual spiritual healing, because that's what Jesus called it. Many of you have had the warm feeling in your chest. You've had your hands tingle. You have felt perspiration, heat in you. Why is that done? Well, it's because the energy is going through you. It takes a long time to understand the spiritual centers in your body, the connection between your physical form, your mind, heart, and your soul. And that's my job, as to, by example, show you, to explain it, to demonstrate it, and then, you know, it rubs off. In the good books, it talks about a vessel filled up with wine. You pour all the wine out of the vessel. But a little of the wine penetrates the walls of the vessel, it sticks to the vessel. And that's why you're having the reactions of your hands warming or tingling, your chest being warm, your head being a little warm or wobbly. You're changing your thinking to an altered state. You're getting in contact with the high self. The next is to take hold of that energy. As you become more aware, as you become more spiritual, you will feel and have a sense that is increased. That feeling or sensation is your intuition, is your spiritual connection to all things. And at that point in time, then you truly know that we're all connected, we're all one. I didn't mean to get into that too much, but just to let you know that people have been talking to me recently about the feelings they've had during the healing part of our service, which we're about to commence. Now, remember, God is everywhere. And again, you are welcome to send your prayer request. We prefer that you send them to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. This allows our volunteers to help heal you, to send healing to help heal you during the course of the week. We've had several minor miracles here, and people are a little bit reluctant to talk about it because they think, well, maybe people are going to think they're a little, wobbly. Not so. It's important that you let us know, even the tiniest, teeniest thing, because it helps others in the community to know that some divine intervention has happened. But it also acknowledges that you accept it. Something from the invisible has happened to you. Nobody here has touched you. Nobody has given you any medication. Nobody has given you a suggestion. You know, the power of suggestion, I've heard that many times. Virtue comes to you when it wants, how it wants to. It goes through your body and does whatever it wants to in the time it's supposed to or cares to, in an unemotional and detached way. Healing can happen slowly. Healing can happen incrementally. And healing can happen suddenly. I can say that because we have witnessed it. I'm just looking over everybody here. We have somebody in the 585 area code, somebody with a passport, Carol's iPhone, Regine, Jesus, Will Santos, my friend in Arizona, Zoom user, past president of Many Mansions, Al and Pilgrims, JP, past president, Reverend Rebecca Sanford, MOL, a Zoom user, Many Mansions 2, it's being recorded, I guess, on Zoom, Joan and Owen Stone, Dawn, Trish, Patricia Smith, who is a great helper at the center in Hamilton. We owe her a great debt of gratitude. Jack and Sandy, who are taking care of the Zoom and have been big supporters in Many Mansions USA, actually helping as part of the executive. We have Carol S., Tomas, Patty, who is doing a lot of work with the newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter, let us know. We'll make sure you get a copy. And also Patty is taking care of the chat. As you know, she works very hard doing these sessions. Jamie Gage, Carrie, William or Bill Box. I think Bill's in Florida, a longtime friend. Marg, Rebecca. We have Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie standing by. There's Joe Bajor, Beto. I think that's Robba and Janet. Beverly, GLS8, Tim C. in Montreal, Linda Del Embro in Washington State, Santiago, PJ, Reverend Doug, or Douglas Bentley, Joy Siggy, Jim and Cherie, Maria, myself, Mark in Oshawa, Reverend Michael in Hamilton area, Paul Hughes in Tennessee, Steve Spiegel, Diana Dagayam Como, sorry if I missed that, and again, the Many Mansions Spiritual Center. So we have roughly 50 people in attendance today. As we start the spiritual healing session or the virtual healing, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to put the energy out through my hands. It is going to go to you, my friends, all over the world, wherever you may be. You can participate by also putting your hands on the computer and pushing the energy out to go into the computer. And it's nice to look at the people, their smiley faces on the videos. It helps us make a connection to you. Okay? That's why we asked to see you, but it's okay. We are going to send the energy to you. Because you're asking for it, you're here as part of our community, you're deserving. And then I want you to take that energy and put it in your head, in your heart, or someplace into your throat, through the chest and abdomen. These are where the major vital organs are, and also those spiritual centers that are in the good book called the churches, the seven churches, the one in the top called the Church of Philadelphia, but also in a metaphysical way, they're called chakras, but they mean the same thing. They are gateways, and they all are associated with your intuition and with your spiritual, let's call it, centers. So with that, I'm going to stand up. Push the computer back a little bit. We'll start with God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Bless each and every one that is here today. We ask for virtue healing to come into them, to go through their bodies easily and comfortably, and to heal them, whatever their need, physically, financially, mentally, spiritually. We ask in the name of all the angels and the holy beings above that watch over us. At this most difficult time in the world, we offer ourselves to be of service to each and every one in the community, and to those people in the world to whom we are directed, that feel compassion, that feel obligated to help. To our friends and our family, and to those that are meaningful, we also ask for virtue to be sent and to be received. In the name of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, compassion, to the Holy Family, Father Joseph, Mother Mary, in the name of all that is holy, today we pray for all those people that are here, that they receive a blessing for their purpose, for their health, for their financial prosperity, for their peace of mind. In particular, we ask for the blessing to our members, Patty, that healing energy will go down her spine, across her back, relieving her of any discomfort easily and comfortably. That virtue will go through her body, removing any difficulty, any pain, and replenishing the body with love, with a frequency and vibration to affect all the cells in the whole body, to be healed, to be normal, to have the vibration of health. We ask also for the vibration of love and healing to go to our brother, Reverend Michael Irvine, We ask for the numbers of his blood count to decrease down to 400 or 500. I'm envisioning a little drain opening up, and all the numbers, all the unwanted things are coming down and leaving out to this drain in his ankle. And his numbers are decreasing as virtue goes into his head and through his body. We ask for a blessing to everyone that is here today. To Shirley Ann, we ask for the blessing to go through her body to relieve her easily and comfortably. To Carol and Regine, to Jesus, to Will, to Anne, Pilgrims, to JP, to Reverend Rebecca, MOI, Joan and Owen Stowe, to Dawn, to Trish, to Jack and Sandy, to Carol and Tomas, again to Patty, to Jamie and Carrie, to William and Mark. To Rebecca, Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie, to Joe, to Beto, to Robert and Janet, to Beverly, to GLS8, to Tim, to Linda, Santiago, and PJ, to Reverend Douglas, to Joy, to Jim and Cherie, to Maria, to myself, to Mark, Reverend Michael, Paul Hughes, Steve, Diana, and to the Many Mansions Spiritual Organization, and to all the members and executives, presidents and past president. We ask for a blessing of abundance and protection for our community and our organization. As we send the virtue to you, imagine this energy coming to you in whatever form it appears to be, and direct it to whatever area in your body, your heart, your mind, your finances, or your life that you need this virtue to go to assist you and to bless you, so that you gain physical health, financial health, emotional well-being, and mental peace. Let the music affect your third eye, your spiritual center. Let the vibrations of this loving music go through your body easily and comfortably, benefiting you in whatever way you need benefit. Remember, you deserve benefit by asking, you shall receive. Thank you. We ask for the spiritual healing to go to our friends in Peru to continue their healing, to overcome the cancer and difficulties they are having easily and comfortably. We ask for the healing forces to go to Fernando in Spain. And we are grateful for the extended life he has had. And at this time in which he is in some difficulty, we once again ask for virtue to go through his body easily, comfortably now. We ask for the healing forces to go through our friend John Hassan and his wife Ellen, that they be blessed with health, peace, easily and comfortably now. Patty, do you have some names for people that would like us to pray for?
Yes, I have several. For Lavinia, for relief from dementia, glaucoma, and to keep her safe. For Owen, relief from high blood pressure and vision loss. For Joan, relief from Alzheimer's and dementia. Anthony, for success in his work project. And the final one is for Carol, good results with the diagnostic test for heart valve issues.
In the name of virtue, we ask for the healing forces to go to those who have made a request that their prayers will be answered, the sooner the better, that the healing forces will go through their body, cleansing the body, bringing peace to the mind, and allowing the virtue to go through their physical form to heal them from all their needs and wants, and provide blessing through these needs and wants, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. May the Holy Spirit course through their bodies, the Holy Spirit being the same as virtue, touching whatever areas of darkness or weakness there is, and eradicating them. It's sealing, healing, and the healing vibrations of life to all parts of their body. And to all of us in the community, may we feel the same virtue going through our bodies, removing any areas of difficulty or despair, giving us strength to encounter the world, to be ambassadors of light and love, to move forward unafraid, enjoying this day and every day of our lives as a day of opportunity, a day of adventure, a day of success. Put us under those that are our enemies, those that detract from us, those that would hold us up in our pursuits of coming closer and closer to God Almighty. May a blessing go to each and every one that is here to increase their spiritual awareness, to increase their spiritual gifts, that they will know and come closer to God Almighty. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for the great Savior who took upon himself all the sins of the world, Yeshua the Savior. bless each and every one that is here today, as those that are above, those saints and avatars and angels who are meaningful to us. Bless us, guide us, and assist us in our adventure in understanding this life, that we might grow quickly, completely, to understanding the greater consciousness, to be enlightened and fully realized, self-realized, that we will earn the right to come closer and closer to God's magnificent light. In the name of all that is holy, I am grateful. I'd like you to say a prayer for yourself now, to pray for whatever it is you need or want or wish to happen in your life. The portal's open. Go ahead and pray. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. We are grateful for the blessing we have just received and will continue to receive as part of our Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Community, as individuals here in the world at this time. We are grateful we are safe. We are grateful we have so much as to material wealth. We pray for more prosperity and plenty. We pray for our community to come together to reinforce each other as we take our steps along this path of enlightenment. God bless each and every one that is here. In the name of God Almighty, amen, amen, and amen. I don't know about you, but I feel a whole lot lighter.
Prayer of gratitude. Dear God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for all your wondrous blessings, and thank you this day for all the healings and blessings you have bestowed upon us during this service. Help us always to deal with life's challenges with calmness, confidence, compassion, and trust in your love and guidance as we move ever forward on our spiritual path, following our destiny in keeping with your will. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey, Carol, we
Many
saw...
Mansions...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Many Mansions mission statement. Our mission is to speak of God Almighty endearingly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. My humble spiritual practice of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we come to know, in part, the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty, as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
I was going to say, Carol, we'll be praying for you on Wednesday. And we hope that the blessings you receive today will help you as well.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, don't forget to send an email to manymansions.helpline at Gmail, just as a reminder, okay? That goes for anybody else here today. I want to thank Reverend Rebecca for the opening prayer, for Reverend Doug Bentley for emceeing the meeting and officiating, to Mark G for the announcements, Mark Galloway, to Reverend Michael for his participation, and for Joe for helping with the helpline, and to Patricia for helping with the work on keeping attendance and keeping the chat going. And also to Paul Hughes, who is producing the radio show and has been helping with our social media as well as a whole lot of other things. It's wonderful, amazing work as announcing and orchestrating the social media. And the same with Jack in Arizona, who has been helping with the Zoom interviews. We are putting forward our social media presence that we believe is going to be very helpful in growing our community. If you have any suggestions, let us know. Use the manymansions.helpline@gmail if you don't remember any of the other websites or places that we have for you to communicate. Patty has an address in Texas if you'd like to make a donation by check or by through the mail. And if you're a little shy about using the social media, PayPal or whatever, I think whatever the other service is, Zelle, I think, you can make a donation through Zelle to mmsc.usa@gmail. Feel free to reach out and ask us. Very grateful to past President Ann Pilgrims and past President Rebecca Sanford helping us at this most crucial time as we move forward with the benefit of many mansions in general. To all the directors and people who are working behind the scenes, I am grateful. This concludes the virtual spiritual healing and the service today. It's my pleasure to be here as your, shall I call myself, example. Remember, we're all on the same path. Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Michael. Thank you. It's my honor and privilege to be here for you, but I need some interaction back and forth. Anything you can to assist our community to grow, please let us know. We've been a little up and down in this last year. You're all wondering what's going to happen in the Middle East. And it's not going to get any better. Patty asked me to maybe put some predictions in the newsletter. The reason the newsletter is a little choppy right now is just because of the amount of time it takes to put it together. And my time is at a premium just now with some personal concerns, as is others. The future home of Many Mansions, Holy Water Place in Camelford, is in the works. We've had some more dreams or guidance, but we now have to act upon them in the right time, and we'll wait for further direction there that way. Towards the Middle East, more than likely, there is going to be multiple conflicts around Israel. That's why I chose the lesson today about walking the spiritual way. Don't take sides. And if people try to convince you one side is justified at what they did to the other side, there is no justification. I'm hearing reports about going back to 1947, the commencement of the Israeli nation. It was a couple of weeks ago that's the focus point here. I just feel so sad for those little children that were assassinated in such horrible ways. But it also is a good reminder to everybody here, this is my vision or dream this morning, that you've heard the phrase when somebody says, I'm a little bit pregnant. There's no such thing. You're pregnant or you're not. And when you start, when there's conception has happened, it's just a matter of time until you're completely pregnant or you're about to have a child. As a rather crude example, that's what negativity or evil starts off with. They're just a little bit negative. They're just a little bit mean. No, they're not. It grows. Hatred doesn't come into the world fully formed. It sneaks into your life like a thief and a robber. And all of a sudden you're agitated, you're yelling at your friends, you're grumpy, you're beeping the horn, everybody's wrong, why don't they see it your way? I was listening to a former CIA spy talk about how he became such a successful spy. What he would do is put himself in the mindset of the person he was spying on. And he put his thinking into what they were thinking, what their values were, and what their input was. And it gave him, in his word, an upper hand, a superior intelligence on how to deal with that person. Sort of goes with what I said today. Don't let your thoughts, opinions rule you. Leave a little room for trying to understand what's in the other person's perspective or values or mind, and you will have a greater understanding on how to deal with the problem or how to communicate with them. He also mentioned that that was a good way to improve your relationship with your spouse, your family, your employer. And I was sitting there, and here's a spy talking about how he gets into the minds of those he's spying on to get them to betray secrets. And he's then talking about marriage counseling, social counseling, employment counseling. But the process is the same. Suppress your opinions. What's in the other person's perspective? And that, I think, is what's needed in the Middle East. It's not going to happen except by divine intervention. Never look back to try to solve today. Look forward into solving what's happening today. And that's what the peace process is all about. Yes, we can help. Yes, we have power. Remember, this book talks about this is not a battle between flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. Always has been. When you're younger, it's more physical. When you're older, you can remember and stay back in the past and fight those physical battles, which are shadows, or you can come into the future with your wisdom and say, that never worked. Maybe there's another way. And maybe you've been successful in other ways, and you apply them today. And then you want to teach everybody else what the right way is. Be careful with that one. You don't want to tell people the way that was right for you, but it might not be right for them. There's one thing I've learned in this world, and that is that there are always alternatives. We're on a big chess game. We have to figure out the moves. And to be an expert in that, I think it was Rebecca that came up with this, Reverend Rebecca, who told me once, the way to become an expert is to do something 1,000 times so that you instantly look at something, you know exactly what to do. That was wisdom. I never forgot that remark. And that's why we have to go through life over and over until we figure it out. So as part of the social thinking, part of our understanding of our community at this most auspicious time, remember this was prophesied. You can read in the Bible, in holy books, by seers, visionaries, and clairvoyants. This is the time. The tinderbox in the Middle East might be lit afire. So for our community, be prepared. Stock up with some food. Pay off your debts. We're safe here in our country in North America. On the radio show, Paul and Doug. Doug is the co-host on our radio show, the Global Village International Radio Show. A lady called up and she was so distraught that her husband might be losing his business, that she was spending all of her savings. She had an autistic child. And like I had a special child, the same, she worried about what was going to happen when she would pass away. Who was going to take care of her child? Who was going to take care of the child if they had no money because they're spending their savings? Remember, there's always alternatives. So I said to her, look around you. Look at all the stuff in your house. You're wealthy. And I said to her, say, this is my stuff. Sort of a quote from my good friend George Carlin talking about stuff. And we have all this stuff. We have to buy a house to put our stuff in, et cetera, et cetera. And then she got it. So I said, this is all your stuff. You're wealthy. And I said, you were saving up all the money in the past for the future. Why were you doing that? Because now you have the savings to pay for this time of difficulty. And she got it again. And she started to chuckle. You see, subconsciously, she was saving up for the future. But today was the future when she needed money. Fortunately, she had the savings. And then we projected it forward and saying, you don't know what's going to happen. I always had that worry that what was going to happen to my dear sweet Sherry when Karen and I passed away. Well, Sherry passed away first. So all that worry for all those years vanished. And by the way, when Sherry went to go, it was no surprise. We were told a year ahead of time, it was time for her to go. So everything has its time and its place. Yes, I'm missing Karen now. I got her picture here. Missing her terribly. But she knew she was going to go as well before she was 70, and she did. So everything has its time and its place. But that lady on Friday night show reminded me, and maybe that was the reason we did the show. There were a few other people that thanked us profusely for all the help we're giving them. And we're struggling with those little red buttons, trying to make the show work properly. But the people that are getting benefit on that radio show, it's worth the struggle. So, by the way, you should tune in or call in on Fridays and help us out. You know, we send out the email. I'll send the little number there to call in. Call out and say, howdy. So this is what the Global Village International Radio Show is all about, is it? Plus, we have some really great guests coming up. Paul does a wonderful job producing the show. Reverend Doug's there as the co-host. Occasionally comes up with words I've never heard of before. And it's an entertaining show. We have a little fight with the buttons back and forth, but we're doing okay. This is an important time, my friends. Next year is going to be a bad year. And for the next 3 years after, well, let me put it this way. Next year is going to be like this year, bad. 2 or 3 years, it's going to be really bad. And then that's going to last for 3 to 5 years. So we need to be prepared And then by 2030, 2032, or 33, everything's going to be back to normal as if this didn't happen. Big changes are going to have occurred. I'm not sure if those aliens are going to show up. You know, the ones I saw come through a big stargate or smoke ring, I thought. Whether they're coming sooner or later, I don't know. But we will survive. The world has survived many times. It's gone through at least five destructions. But for us at our age, at our community, as long as we're prepared for shortages, difficulties, we're safe. We're safe. And that's why it's important to build up our community so that we have a greater mindset. Remember when Jesus was walking through a crowd of people, that's when the virtue jumped out of him, and when that lady touched his garment, went into her, and she immediately had a miracle curing her disease. A crowd of people. You might recall I told you this story. I was in a Toronto Convention Center where there were 10,000 people at least that day. I was trying to sell my book, Secret of Life, and others. And in order to attract crowds, I was laying hands on people. Sometimes they fell down. Sometimes they were wobbly. And you might recall I told a story about a lady came up. She didn't know what was going on. She got out of a wheelchair, stood up. I touched her, and she fell backwards. And I think my son Doug was there with somebody else catching her as she was fainting. Fully aware she was fainting. And she reached back as she fell down. She said, "Something came out of my head." We looked around for her earring, thinking that's what she was talking about. She came up in the wheelchair. They didn't buy a book, by the way. And she and the young lady who was pushing the wheelchair walked away. The lady still holding the back of her head. A month later, that young lady came to one of our Miracle Transformation events at the Westbury Hotel in Toronto and reported what happened that day. That woman was her aunt or somebody, not her mother. And the tumors that were in her brain had vanished. She had an MRI before coming to see me at that chance meeting. And she had an MRI coming up thereafter where she was going to have brain surgery. And the tumors had vanished. Something fell out of my head. The point of that was there were 10,000 people in that building that day. And that's why we need a large group. This little thing here, all around the world, we can get 10,000 people or more. So with that request, please, you know, talk to your neighbors and friends and get them to come out and give us a chance. We need money right now. We need a lot of money coming up. We have a property to buy in Campbellford. I want everybody to remember Carol's going to have this heart surgery. We'll keep her in our thoughts. I want us to remember Fernando in Spain, who was sent home to die months ago. And he's still with us. He's in the hospital today, going through some more tests. Like the lady who came to the convention center and received a blessing, she knew not what she was doing. Fernando's extension of his life has gone on for several weeks and months now. Because of our prayers, perhaps, or as you know, maybe he found some good doctors, and that was the reason for it. It doesn't matter to us as long as his life is improved. And our friend Rhea and Arana, we want to remember Arana, who's in palliative care. Rhea's been contacting me the last few days, and I think Arana's about to go home. So we remember our friends, we're with you. Carol, we're going to be watching out for you. You're going to go through the surgery like nothing flat. It's like a zipper. Done. Little scar. That's the power of our community when we come together. We look out for each other. Somebody here's husband had high blood pressure. We were talking about it. We sent prayer energy to them and the blood pressure came down immediately. Those are easy things to do with virtue. You can affect the body because it affects the emotional or mental self immediately. I've seen a lot of things in my life that are unexplainable. I believe I know why, the virtue, the energy, etc. There's a physical back and forth. But I want you to remember today's service and the comments that are made. It's already been written in good books thousands of years ago. This is the guidance that we aim to understand. I quoted from the Bhagavad Gita today. I've looked and read the Quran. I've read other Bibles. I've been exposed to other Christian churches when I was a child, Baptist, Anglican, United, Salvation Army. I couldn't find any difference when I was a kid. I was scratching my head. What's the difference? Well, you can't listen to music or wear lipstick. So, you know what I mean? Like, even as a child, I'm going like, huh? You know? So that stuck with me, and that's why I've investigated the different belief systems, the different rules of the religions, and that's all they are, is rules and guidelines. The spiritual truth is what you're seeking. When we look at Steve there taking it easy in that special chair, we're sending him energy. I like this fellow. And I look at everybody and I'm looking at your videos, whether you're eating lunch or having a coffee. Remember, when you're having lunch, you could always do this. Anyway, you're a wonderful group of people. I remember Shirley Ann was in a wheelchair at the Westbury Hotel. And one of the catchers, when she came up for a healing, she was in a motorized wheelchair. She got up and started dancing with him. Remember that? Everybody was amazed that you got out of your wheelchair. I have seen many things. And so are you. We'll have the Zoom meetings, but someday in the future, we'll have big open air meetings in person. We know that because why? Because we've seen it. That's the benefit of being intuitive. I think it was Reverend Douglas one day said to me, you know, being able to see the future, what an advantage. Imagine all those other people, they don't have this ability. Yeah, that's why they're scared. Robert Russell keeps bugging me, calls me up, says, hey, can I come over to your house and help you? I say, yes, come on over. Robert doesn't live too far away. I've known Robert for 30, 40 years. Only time is when he wants to come to help, I'm not around. I have something else to do. So, but I thank you for the offer, Robert. That's very kind of you. Remember, as a community, we're supposed to know each other and take care of each other, and we do. So during the social times in the future, don't be afraid to speak up. Let us know what's on your mind. Half the battle is getting it out. If you're grieving, let us know. We can help. A couple of days ago, I talked to a fellow in, I think it was Central time anyway. He just lost his mother. and he was blaming himself. Why couldn't I save my mommy? He was about 45 years old. So we had a talk. I did some counseling. Hopefully, he's not beating himself up because his mother passed away. He doesn't have the understanding that you have. I've invited him to come today. I hope he's here. But as a community, we can reach out and talk to one another. And our social gatherings, I think somewhere on Zoom, there is a place where you can have a Zoom meeting and everybody can talk at once. We're going to find out about that. We'd like to hear about your dreams and visions of what you see our community doing. Should we stay on course, it's going to be a very influential community in the world in the future. Ha Satan is trying to hold us back. Ha Satan works through people. When you're attempting to do something good for the world, as crazy as this sounds, the Ha Satan negativity, I call them elemental spirits, try to hold you back. Light pushes forward, darkness pushes back. And somewhere in there is gigantic lessons, spiritual advancement, because it's okay to go and fight, to have spiritual warfare with peace in your heart. Stand up to the strong, we're in the wrong, make concessions for the weak. But don't take revenge. If you win, I wish you well. Goodbye. The lesson there is, if you don't, if you win and then you seek revenge, well, there goes the karma lesson out the window, and now you're going to be on the other side next time. But if you win from your enemies, they've tried their best to take you down and they failed, you take the high road. They're nothing. And indeed they are. They're nothing. People in power who take advantage, who are mean to people, who are demonic to people, are demons indeed. But that's just because they don't know any better. They haven't suffered enough yet to turn themselves around. Don't fall into that trap. Anyway, that's an elaboration of what the sermon was today, or the message. And I hope it's encouraging you as we go through these times in the next little while. Atrocities are bad. Change the channel if they're going to talk about something. Come back to us. Together, we're strong. You know, it's really nice when you're feeling so bad that you can call somebody up and they can say, there, it's okay. I see for you, blah, 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 is going to happen. That gives you hope. I'm just flicking back and forth on the pages here, by the way, seeing who's here and who's not. And it's Michael's back, I see. Will's still in Arizona. Anne's in Kitchener. You know, just people I know where you might be. So it gives me pleasure. However, we've been talking for an hour and a half now, or a little more. So I'll let you go, my friends. I will retire for the evening, and Reverend Douglas will continue with the social. Halloween service coming up, Thanksgiving service coming up. I've asked Reverend Rebecca to do the November Thanksgiving service. So we're looking forward to having Reverend Rebecca take us through that service as well. Again, thank you, Paul, for producing the show today, and to Paul, who's producing, I think, helping with the Zoom meeting, and everyone else that is here today. Thank you for being my friends. I look forward to next week, next time, and making our community grow. Okay? Okay, God bless. I'm going to go now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern.